We're still very near the beginning of Advent, so perhaps it's good to reflect on what we're actually doing here. What is Advent about? On Sunday, we were urged to be watchful, to be alert, to wake up, to be ready. We don't know when the time is, so we have to get ready now. Part of the reason why we have to get ready is because we're not ready. We're sinners. We have offended God. All our good deeds are like polluted rags, remember from the first reading on Sunday. Then yesterday we had the feast of St. Andrew, the first of the apostles to be chosen, an example of faith and of courage, of perseverance, and of dedication to making known the gospel. Now we come to Tuesday of the first week of Advent, and we can recall the pattern that is very clear in the Advent liturgy. The pattern is that in the first reading, we read a prophecy from the Old Testament, the great Old Testament prophet Isaiah, and then in the gospel, we see how that prophecy is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. So we're going to see this again and again in the next few weeks. It's good for us to be aware of it. Why do we do it like this? Because this idea of preparing for the coming of the Lord is not a new idea. That's what the chosen people were doing for centuries and centuries. They were longing for the coming of the Messiah, and they were preparing or being prepared. Of course, sometimes they didn't listen very well, and that's why it took a long time for them to get the message that the Messiah is coming, and we have to be ready for the time. We don't know when it will be. Well, what is this Messiah going to do? Today's first reading gives us an indication. There are many famous prophecies in the book of Isaiah. This is one of them, that this is a description of what the Messiah will do. He will establish a just order in the chaotic world that we experience. He will put things right. He will reconcile enemies. He will correct injustices. He will bring about peace. He will gather those who are scattered and divided and confused. He's an extraordinary combination of a gentle, a loving shepherd and a strong, authoritative king, leader. And so he comes with the Spirit of the Lord, a spirit of wisdom, of understanding, of counsel, of strength, of knowledge, of fear of the Lord. We recognize these as the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I hope you recognize these, because this is what Jesus has already come and given to us, this gift, divine spirit. And then he judges the poor with justice. He decides correctly for those who have been have suffered injustice. He brings about an amazing harmony, so that these symbols, these animals that are usually antagonists or enemies, the wolf and the lamb, the leopard and the kid, the calf and the lion, these enemies are reconciled. They can live together in harmony. So this is what was said centuries before the coming of Christ. This is what it will be like in the era of the Messiah. And that's what the Jews expected. This Messiah is going to come and set things right. Free us from oppression, free us from suffering, free us from injustice, and make everything right. So that expectation planted in the hearts of the chosen people is planted in us now. We're looking forward to someone who will make things right. But like the Jews, we don't really understand what that means. We have to have the expectation, but we also have to be ready for the awareness that our idea of it is still pretty far off. Even though God tells us, it doesn't mean we get it. And so when Jesus comes, who recognizes him as the Messiah? He's not what they expect. And this is what happens to us. You see, God is a God of surprises. Even when he communicates very clearly to us, we still don't get it. So when he speaks or when he acts, we're taken by surprise. Oh, that's what it means. That's why readiness is very important. Because as ready as we possibly can be, we still are going to be taken by surprise when God acts or when he speaks. And if we're not ready at all, we won't even notice. We'll miss it completely. We know that has happened in history, and it's happened in our own life as well. God has done something momentous, or something beautiful, and we didn't even know. We weren't ready. Our eyes were not open. We weren't spiritually awake. Anyway, in this gospel today, Jesus indicates why it can happen that he will be present in our life and we miss it, or he speaks and we don't hear him. Because this is the beautiful way of God. What he hides from the wise and the learned, he reveals to the childlike. What he hides from the wise and the learned, this is the thing that takes us by surprise. Because we think that those who understand best are the wise and the learned. Those who are the most ready, those who are the best educated, those who have been prepared in the best schools, are the ones who will be ready. And he says, well, no. The childlike are the ones who are ready to receive what is revealed. So all our expectations of how God is going to straighten out the mess that we're in are distorted by our ideas of how we think it should be done in our wisdom. Well, it should be this way. The government should do this, and the church should do that, and my parents should do this, and my children should do that, and my neighbors should do this, and the unwell community should do that. And this is, we have expectations that are not the expectations that come from God, but from us. That's our wisdom and learning. This is not a criticism of education, which is a good thing. It's a criticism of putting human understanding above what God reveals, what he says. It's a criticism of putting ourselves in the place of God, as if we know better than God knows. And our plan is what he should follow. No! His plan is what we should follow. And this is what the Advent Spirit should help us realize. We are part of the problem. That's why that prophecy of Isaiah on Sunday is so good. But we're corrupted. We're polluted. Even the good that we do is defiled. Yeah. Behold, you are angry and we are sinful. All of us have become like unclean people. All our good deeds are like polluted rags. We have all withered like leaves, and our guilt carries us away like the wind. Well, if that's our condition, then our wisdom and our learning, our cleverness, is not going to be enough. Because it's all twisted. Jesus says, what is hidden from us when we are full of self-importance and full of confidence in our own strength, what's hidden from us when we're in that condition is revealed to the childlike. And Jesus rejoices that it's like this. Now, we know the story of Christmas. We know that when the Messiah comes, he comes as an infant in poverty and obscurity. We know that story. It's no surprise to us. And yet it's still surprising that the all-powerful, all-knowing God, Savior of the world, the one who's filled with the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and counsel and strength, comes in this little way. That's how he does it. So as we start Advent, we have to let this surprising way of God sink into us. If God does things differently than we expect, his ways are not our ways. He comes as he says he will come. He reveals himself as he says he will reveal himself, but we don't know how that is. So let us humble ourselves. Lord, your will be done. Come, Lord Jesus. Don't come according to our criteria, but come as you want to come, and we welcome you. Jesus says at the end of the gospel, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it. It's a good desire. There's nothing wrong with desiring it, but we can't force God to reveal himself according to our standards. We have to humble ourselves, be childlike, be poor. We prepare for Christmas by doing a lot of fancy things. But the real preparation is lowering ourselves and letting go of our control and our self-importance and letting God really be in charge. So that's Advent spirit. We're going to see this sort of instruction again and again as we go through these next couple of weeks. Let's start with this spirit of the child. What is hidden from the wise and the learned is revealed to the childlike.